Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
And now, the top sports story in Kansas City, right here on The Drive.
This is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, it is time for the first ever and only DeAndre Hopkins draft. This is very simple. Rob has the number one overall pick. I have the second pick. Aaron Ladd from KSHB 41 News
finally
has the third and the fourth pick. This is very simple. Aaron looked at me, who has a college degree, and said, "What are we trying to do?" Very simple. What team do you think DeAndre Hopkins is going
to
sign with?
I just wanted to clarify. I wanted to get
it. That's it.
You know, you were doing something with the draft order. It looked rigged. Like, it was this not, whole process.
I had the second pick. I wouldn't have taken the second pick.
It's fishy. But
I wouldn't have taken the second pick. Who do you think is going to sign DeAndre Hopkins? We all have agreed to put a little bit of money into the pot.
I'm putting your money into the pot.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah. If that's what you got to do here, I'll just collect my own money. I do plan on winning this thing. Rob, you have the number one overall pick. What team do you think is the most likely team to sign DeAndre Hopkins?
With the first overall pick, I will take the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills, according to what he says, check all his boxes, and he went out of his way to compliment Josh Allen on that podcast. He didn't mention another quarterback. Like, he did multiple compliments for Josh Allen. The Buffalo Bills are the first pick in the draft.
I like Buffalo here. I think Buffalo is the clear number one overall pick and most likely place that he can go. I am going to play a value play here because I don't think you're going to take Jacksonville with the third or the fourth pick. So I'm going to give myself a little bit wiggle room. With the second overall pick in the DeAndre Hopkins draft, I will select the Dallas Cowboys.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
The Dallas Cowboys. I just think about it. All-time iconic franchise, stable management, the great quarterback part is
quote,
it.
Stable.
The great quarterback. Yeah. I mean, they're not firing nobody from over there. That counts as stable. They've got a good quarterback. They've got a good defense. The cachet. They're a wide receiver needy team. He'd be the best or second best behind CeeDee Lamb option that they have at wide receiver. I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys. Plus, you also know Jerry Jones. He loves those stars. I'm taking Dallas as the second overall pick here. You got back-to-back picks in the DeAndre Hopkins draft.
And I came here with research. You all have selected two teams that were on my list, but I still have plenty of options here. And I love the snake format. I get
There's 30 other teams in the National Football League, so I'm happy that you've got other options.
You're just so snarky. I'm going with the third overall pick. I'm going to take the Carolina Panthers. I alluded to this earlier.
You love Carolina here.
Plenty of cap room. Check DeAndre Hopkins deal. A young quarterback that they want to surround with a veteran, experienced wide receiver. He joins another one that they already signed this offseason, in Adam Thielen. They are a 1-2 punch that comes along. DJ Shark is over there. Carolina is in a division that's easily to be. It's 2-1. The winner last year, I think, won 7 games in Tampa Bay. I think DeAndre Hopkins is a Carolina Panther. But if he's not, with my fourth overall pick, I want to take the Indianapolis Colts.
Goodness gracious. You don't think he cares about winning at all.
He wants to bag. And with this is another similar situation to what I said earlier. Young quarterback Anthony Richardson comes in with only 15 games played at the University of Florida. We want to give him a guy who knows the entire route tree, knows the league inside and out, and can get the bag and play inside a dome. He don't want to go to Buffalo. Did y'all see that snowstorm last year? I think DeAndre Hopkins is going from Arizona to Buffalo. He's going to Indy.
Let me ask you guys this question. This is unrelated to the DeAndre Hopkins draft. What do you think is the higher number? Chiefs wins this season or Panthers and Colts wins combined?
Chiefs. I think the Chiefs can get to 12. I don't think either of those teams can get to 7.
I'll go the opposite side just for the heck of it. That way that hedges my DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
Guys, yeah.
All right. With the 5th overall pick in the DeAndre Hopkins draft, Rob said he was going to take Jacksonville to spite me. I got a chance to do that to him. With the 5th overall pick, I am taking the Detroit Lions with the 5th overall pick. I'm taking the Lions just because I know Rob was about to take them, so I know I just made him upset, and that's the real purpose of me winning this, is the Lions get them, and then I benefit from the Lions.
I am actually going to take the Lions. The Lions are going to be my last pick.
I'm not taking. You still got 3 picks left.
I'm not taking long odds. I like how this is shaking out.
Really quick, I just want to point out one thing. Kansas City, not a top 5 pick. Just want to point that out here. We're doing the DeAndre Hopkins draft. Buffalo is off the board. Dallas is off the board. Carolina, Indy. I have no clue why you think he's going to one of the 5 worst teams in the league. And then the Lions. 5 picks. The Kansas City hasn't even been mentioned.
The Sharks, no.
In the top 5.
You know?
All right. I'm curious to see if Rob's going to take Kansas City with the 6th or the 7th pick.
With the 6th pick, I'll be taking the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh, Ravens.
We know for a fact that Lamar Jackson told management, get me OBJ, get me DeAndre Hopkins, and I'll sign long term. Well, he signed long term and didn't have DeAndre Hopkins yet. We know there's interest there. He was in the list of 5 quarterbacks I love that Hopkins mentioned. So I will take the Ravens. And with the 7th overall pick, I will take the Kansas City Chiefs. Albert Breer is not an idiot. He's not tweeting about the Chiefs just for funsies. This isn't KC Chiefs fans 2814. This is Albert Breer. I think there is mutual interest. Money will be the handcuff. That's why I get them at 7. I'm happy. Give me the Ravens and Chiefs on my back-to-back.
Just laughing at 2814. Like, why you gotta? That's definitely a real Twitter account. KC Chiefs fan 2814.
Is that your burner? Is that your
100%?
Come on, I'm not Kevin Durant.
100%. All right, with the 8th overall pick, I'm still gonna wait on Jacksonville. I still think I can get Jacksonville with my final pick, so I'm gonna wait on Jacksonville. I'm gonna take a reunion with DeAndre, or with Deshaun Watson. And I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns.
It's not a bad pick.
With my pick. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns with my pick. They got a chance to bolster that wide receiver group. You've got a quarterback that he's familiar with. Now, you don't have those other things that we're talking about. You don't got a stable management or a great defense. But you know what? I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns in the DeAndre Hopkins draft.
I love the way this is shaking out here. I'm like Rob. I'm looking at the best available. I got a couple different ways I can go. I reached a little early, but it's all good. I like where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't taking Carolina or Indianapolis. Neither was Rob. I wasn't taking either one of those.
But I'm going to stick with the theme. He's a New England Patriot next year.
Ooh, a Patriot!
D-Hop, Juju, and Devontae Parker are the big 3 for Bill Belichick next year. Matt Jones, you need to give him. I mean, you look at the theme. You see where I'm drafting here. Inexperienced quarterbacks that need some of that veteran presence in the locker room. My only worry is maybe it's a little militaristic around Belichick. D-Hop is a free spirit. He wants to kind of roam and do his own thing. That's my only worry about New England.
Bill O'Brien is the offensive coordinator. You think DeAndre Hopkins and Bill O'Brien are going to bury the hatchet?
It's my 3rd pick. it's a possibility.
All right, here you go with the 10th overall pick here. So right now, Aaron, you have Carolina, Indy, New England. So you don't think that playing in the playoffs is a priority for DeAndre Hopkins. That's not something that he is interested in doing.
Well, if it is, he'll be a Jacksonville Jaguar. Oh, thank you very much. Goodness. Appreciate you for coming. And I saved that for the last pick that I had because I could see C-Dot salivating. You know, it makes sense. I think I'd pick the entire AFC South, potentially.
You knew that's where I was going. You knew it.
It makes sense. I get it. I know why you did it. If Calvin Ridley's unable to go, DeAndre Hopkins would be a fine substitute.
You know the C and C dot stands for a lot of things. Some people call me cheap dot.
Charger dot, I know.
That's where I'm going. Oh, the Los Angeles Chargers, baby. Give me the Chargers. with the 11th overall pick. I love my four. Dallas, Detroit, Cleveland, and the Chargers. I wish I had gotten Jacksonville, but you know what? That's the dice roll that I got for waiting so long in the draft. Those are my four. I feel very happy with the four teams that I have for DeAndre Hopkins.
Rounding out the draft, I will be taking the J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets.
I like the Jets.
You know what the Jets have done? The Packers never did. The Packers never gave Aaron Rodgers weapons. They said, screw you, pal. Figure it out in the darkness. The Jets have gone above and beyond to make him happy. DeAndre Hopkins would fit that bill. They are trying to make an offense out of nothing up in New York. My fourth pick will be the New York Jets, which means I have the three betting favorites as three of the four betting favorites as destinations on my team. Yeah,
I was literally about to make that point for you that you have all the betting favorites. Which
it'll need chalk.
I don't think it's going to be chalk. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins, like, that's why I kind of stayed away from those teams. I don't think he's going to one of those teams. I think those teams are the obvious picks. I don't think he's going to the obvious pick. I think we'll wake up and like, oh, wow, he signed in Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be one of those kind of signings.
I think all three of us said that he's not coming to KC. So picking KC, I salute you on that. Good luck, Rob.
It's called a hedge. That's the term.
No, that's normally a good way to do it. That's Aaron Ladd from KSHB Action 41.
Time for the apology. We haven't hit break yet.
Don't forget to slam that Z.
What else
are you guys?
Clear out here. You got time.
I'm sorry, we're out of time. Coming up on the other side, we head to Arizona to be joined by someone who covers the Cardinals. What happened with DeAndre Hopkins, and where does he think he's going to land? We'll find out together. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
You're telling me right now that you can be a 41-year-old man with three kids, good, well-paying job, and you can eat corn dogs? No.
Brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. His name is Dave Burns. He is with Arizona Sports 98.7. As we talk about the top story, DeAndre Hopkins is available. What went wrong in Arizona? Dave, let's start there. It seems like DeAndre Hopkins has been unhappy for the last 6 months. It was funny because we actually joked earlier this week about it that he listed those five quarterbacks and didn't mention his own quarterback. Something about that just seemed off to me, and then he gets released a couple of days later. What went wrong in Arizona in your mind?
Oh, I think a lot went wrong, and I'm sure the Cardinals were doing everything they could to try to move him before the draft. I know the Cardinals were trying to do everything they could to move him before the draft. Whether there was an opportunity in front of them that they thought was not enough in exchange, and so they passed and waited to see if something else developed, or if there were no offers on the table for him, I don't know. But it was pretty obvious with the new regime coming in here, with Kyler Murray being hurt, with the $30 million salary cap hit that was going to have to be redone anyway, and just kind of the general idea that, look, this team's not going to be good this year. Everybody knows it. I think they know it. They're approaching the offseason in that regard. Like, this is truly a reset year. There's just no reason to have a $30 million wide receiver on the roster when you're not going to be very good and when your quarterback could miss upwards of half a season, if not more. The fact that they let him go and didn't get any value for him is really what's rubbing everybody here the wrong way. It's not so much that they let him go necessarily. It's that they let him go and got nothing in return. So now we wait to see where he ends up, and now we try to figure out if the Cardinals had something they could have done here in terms of making a trade but chose not to. That's going to be the big kind of follow-up around here, I think, over the next few days.
That part is the most confusing in all of this. Sure, sometimes you got to cut ties with the player. Sometimes you and the player got to go in separate ways. You and I both know that DeAndre Hopkins is going to sign a pretty lucrative contract here coming up in probably the next 7 to 10 days. How did Arizona get absolutely nothing out of this deal?
It is the question around here. And I'd love to sit here and say I know the answer to that question. I don't. So I can only speculate as to what the answer is. My speculation is that they wanted a second or a third round pick. Nobody offered it. My speculation is that they were going to hold on to him into training camp, maybe tell him to stay home so as not to risk him getting hurt, but see if there was an injury to somebody in training camp, see if there was somebody that went down that maybe they could facilitate a trade after that. But then I think this past week, and you really hit on something a second ago, that podcast he did really made it very clear that he has no interest in being here at all. And while he has never come out and said it that boldly or that loudly, it was pretty obvious from that podcast that he had no interest in being back here. And I don't think the Cardinals did either. Could they have waited longer? I think they could have. I think they could have taken this in the training camp if they wanted to see if somebody would be out there. But instead, you cut him now. You do it before June 1st. You take all the salary cap hit now instead of spreading it out over 2 years. And that way you've got 1 year and you're done with him. You're completely done with him when it comes to your salary cap, and you can start clean in 2024.
Right now we're talking to Dave Burns of Arizona Sports 98.7 about the top story. DeAndre Hopkins has been released by the Arizona Cardinals. Dave, did you hear, whenever he goes through his checklist and he said he wants to play with the quarterback that loves the game, did you hear that the same way that I heard it, that it was a shot at Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I thought he had to put the toothpaste back in the tube a little bit on that one, didn't he? Like, I heard later in the interview, he tried to compliment Kyler. But when he said that, certainly that raised a few eyebrows around here. And obviously that's been the knock on Kyler for a while. Now, I'll tell you this, man. Kyler's been the model citizen so far this offseason. Everything he said, everything he's done, even though he can't physically do that much because he's coming off the knee surgery, there has been a level of buy-in with Kyler that has been fairly unprecedented for him, I think. And so he deserves credit for that. But yeah, I mean, this time a year ago, we were talking about a contract extension for Kyler and whether he was worthy of it and homework clauses and how much he loves the game and how much does he need to be prodded to work at the game, all that stuff. I'm sure D-Hop was looking at it too. But again, D-Hop is very calculated too. He says something like that on a podcast, and he knows that's asking for getting out without coming out and saying I want out, right? Like, what's the best way to do that? Well, maybe take a veiled shot or two at the quarterback or the organization, or talk about it all these other places you want to go, but don't mention your own city or your own quarterback. That, to me, is the kind of stuff that I think was effective, was like, we just can't have this guy around because it's going to be a distraction.
Dave, how much left do you think DeAndre Hopkins has left in the tank? Because it's kind of a couple schools of thought. I mean, he got injured and tore his ACL when he was in Arizona. He had the steroid suspension. He also missed the last couple of games of the season with the knee injury. But who knows if he could have played, but Arizona wasn't going to make the playoffs, so he just decided to shut it down. There's a lot of questions about how much he has left in the tank. This can go one of two ways. You and I both probably thought Julio Jones had a lot left in the tank when he left Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He didn't really have a whole lot left. Where do you think Hopkins is physically, mentally going into wherever his next situation is?
He's missed so many games the last couple of years. And that was something that when the Cardinals acquired him, and even the first couple of years they had him, it was remarkable, his ability to stay on the field. Now, a lot of it was because he doesn't practice on Wednesdays and he kind of takes it easy during the week. Look, the days of DeAndre Hopkins being a top five wide receiver in this league, maybe even top 10 wide receiver in this league, I'd say top five is for sure done. Top 10 remains to be seen. I still think there's enough there for one more really good renaissance DeAndre Hopkins year. Beyond that, I don't think you can count on much of anything else. The Julio Jones comp is interesting. You look at the age and you certainly think, well, that shouldn't be that old. But then you just factor in all the missed time and all the missed practice and the PED suspensions and everything that's kind of happened the last couple of years. I think he is closer to the end and closer to the Julio Jones comp than he is any team acquiring him thinking that they just got themselves the next Tyreek Hill or they just got themselves the next A.J. Brown. I don't think he's that anymore. I still think he's good, but I don't think he's that anymore.
Do you think he's a guy that could help potentially get you over the hump? So just think Von Miller a couple of years ago when he got traded from the Broncos to the Rams and he made a noticeable impact for the Rams in the postseason. Do you think he could be that? Do you think he could help a team win at a high level?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if he can be a high-level player, but I think for a team – you know, like the Chiefs, for a team like the Bills, for a team like the Cowboys, maybe, that has championship aspirations that feels like they're that one last player away. Yeah, absolutely. I think if he can stay on the field, I absolutely think he can help. And, you know, it's got to be a culture, too, that either he is willing to tolerate the fact that he's going to take days off during the week because he is, or it's going to be a culture that's going to demand that he not take those days off during the week and that he gives into that in the name of winning that championship. That's going to be something big, too. And then, of course, you know, the money's going to play a factor in this, too. All of these teams that I'm seeing rumored as destinations, most of them don't have a ton of money to add a guy like D-Hop at the number that he's probably going to want. So does he sacrifice that to go somewhere in the name of winning? Or does he go somewhere where he can get paid? Because there are certainly teams that would do that for him, too. They just maybe aren't as high profile as Kansas City or Buffalo or some of the other teams that are mentioned.
Right now, we're talking to Dave Burns for a couple of more minutes. He is with Arizona Sports 98.7, talking about DeAndre Hopkins and where he could potentially land. So we just did a DeAndre Hopkins draft right before you came on. Impossible destinations. The top five picks were Buffalo, Dallas, Carolina, Indianapolis, and Detroit. Those were the top five picks in our draft. Where do you think he's going to land? Give me your three teams that you think makes a lot of sense for DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, I mean, the fact that you guys called me within about 5 seconds after this news came down, I think Kansas City, with the wide receiver position the way it is, it comes down to money, and if he's willing to play for less, I think that's certainly one. I think the Bills are another, and I tell you, another one that I'm seeing a lot of talk about right now on social media is the Detroit Lions. I understand the draft that you guys just had there, but there's money there. They're missing their top wide receiver for the first six games. I think he's been suspended, if I remember right. They're certainly an up-and-coming team. They're opening up the season against Kansas City on Thursday Night Football, so clearly the league thinks they're an up-and-coming team. I think that's one that might offer the best combination of money / opportunity for D-Hop. I certainly wouldn't rule something like that out, but I tell you, man, I can't get the idea of Kansas City and Buffalo trying to find a way to get him so that the other team can't have him. That scenario just keeps going round and round in my head. I don't know. Do you think that's realistic? Is that going to happen?
I mean, I definitely think it's realistic. This was how I led the show today because, and you actually are a good person to say this too because you've seen it before. I remember whenever J.J. Watt was available, we were thinking, man, J.J. Watt's going to go to Pittsburgh. He's going to go to New England. He went to Arizona. I mean, Arizona wasn't a Super Bowl contender. I kind of think the same thing's going to happen with DeAndre Hopkins. He is saying all the right things of, I want to go to a stable management. I want to go to a great quarterback. I want to go to a great defense. And then he ends up signing with the team. And they're like, oh, well, that was nothing. They offer more money than everybody else. So my team that I picked, to be like, pick one team that makes a lot of sense. I actually think Jacksonville makes a lot of sense. They got a quarterback on a rookie deal. They're still ready to go all in. They got a very winnable division. Could Jacksonville maybe win 11, 12 games to be the one or the two seed in the AFC because of the division that they play in? I really like Jacksonville.
I'm looking at other teams here, too, that have cap space, and you could argue need a wide receiver. I mentioned the Lions. The Packers are on that list. The Patriots are interesting. They have the space. They have, I think, about $14 million in cap space. And certainly, I mean, when the Patriots, the game, ironically, that Kyler Murray blew his knee out in, that Monday night game against New England, boy, the cameras were all over Bill Belichick just saying great things about D-Hop. You're the best. You're one of the best I've ever seen. All the feelings mutual, coach, blah, blah, blah. That AFC East right now is an absolute arms race with everything going on with all of those teams and everything they've done. Could the Patriots feel like they need to go get a D-Hop to kind of keep up with the Joneses in their own division a little bit? That'd be another team I'd be very, very intrigued by as to whether he could go there, just given that there seems to be the foundation of some kind of a relationship between Belichick and Hop.
Dave, I'll get you out of here with this, and it's unrelated to what we've been talking about, but something you could relate to. My producer and I, we have this argument all the time about like best cities to live. And I've told him that, let's say tomorrow that you had to relocate from your job and you had no control over where it could be. I think Phoenix is a top five destination, all things considered, city, weather, access to things. I think Phoenix is a top five city in the country. You agree?
I think so. I love it here. I tell you what, half of America thinks so too, because every single day somebody's moving here from somewhere else. We're one of the fastest growing cities, I think, in the world, if not the country. I mean, I think it is a destination. I think it's now, unfortunately for us in sports, it's a place that people want to live, but a lot of times that's also like retire, right? Like, and people want to come here. Oh, they want to play, but they kind of want to ease into the back nine of their career and not maybe push it as hard as they can. We get a lot of that around here, too, because it is, while it's a great place to live, it's also a great place to retire. And unfortunately, a lot of the athletes who come to play here, I think, get the two a little mixed up from time to time. I think it's a top five place to live, though, yes.
That's Dave Burns of Arizona Sports joining us on the show today. Dave, happy Memorial Day, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me come on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Dave Burns of Arizona Sports 98.7 joining us on the show today. Really enjoy his analysis. We'll get back to DeAndre Hopkins here coming up in a little bit. I wasn't planning on talking about something not related to DeAndre Hopkins, but I just saw this, and this topic is tailor-made for this show. So do you remember this, Rob? The headline on the Stars website is, "Man who stole baseball from teen at Royals game last year speaks up about incident." Do you remember this? So there was a kid. His name was Bruce Williams. He had caught the ball. And then it says that it was stolen from him in a blink of an eye. So this kid lives in Stockton, Missouri. He caught a home run ball from Juan Soto. And an adult man snatched the ball out of his glove. Snatched it. Snatched his glove. Do you remember this story?
Vaguely. I remember the adult man. I don't remember the Soto part. I kind of forgot I was in Kansas City. I forget the details of it, but I remember there was a story last year where an adult man stole a home run ball from a kid like a lunatic.
Yeah, so they did a story on this man in The Athletic. They did a story on him. Listen to this. I just want you to keep in mind that this is a grown man saying this. And now we say kid. He's 17 years old. He's not a kid in the sense that this is an 11-year-old kid, but he is certainly still a child, in my opinion. Quote, "It was just two guys trying to make a play. I obviously didn't know he was a teen at the time. Not that it matters. It was the heat of the moment. You don't feel anything when it's that big of a stage. It's Aaron Judge. It's Juan Soto. It's hard to describe. I thought it was in my glove. You look up and it's not there. I regret that I had a bad glove that day. It wasn't the best glove. I had to upgrade. Hold on, there's more. Let's stop. This man said, you don't feel anything when it's that big of a stage. It was a regular season Royals game in 2022.
Also, you're not one of the players, you dork. I get how Jackie Bradley Jr. like, oh, it's the heat of the moment. Okay, he's being paid to play professional baseball. You're a fan on the Pepsi party porch, you nerd. It's not the heat of the moment.
I can't get over. You would think that he was describing game-winning free throws in the Final Four. You don't feel anything when it's that big of a stage. He's talking about catching a home run ball in a regular season baseball game. We're not talking about this is Bond 756. We're not talking about this is the legendary home run ball. There are literally two people in the world that care about this home run ball. An adult man and a teenage boy. And the adult man is doing interviews about it. He then goes on. Listen to this. Hold on. Listen to this. Rob, hold on. I can't believe this. This man said, I feel like Bill Buckner. The ball goes through his legs, but the guy got 25,000 hits or 2,500 hits. It's the one error that he will be remembered for. Since then, I've realized how I need to be better, but also be mindful of everyone who's around me. Yo. Oh, my goodness. Now, the Royals, they have done their part. The Royals gave the kid some bobbleheads. They gave him a baseball that was signed by Bobby Witt Jr. Applause to the Royals. Applause to Sam Mellinger and his team for trying to do right by this 17-year-old boy. Maybe some of you don't feel for this kid. I do feel for the kid. 17 years old. He's from Stockton, Missouri. He comes up to Kansas City to go to a baseball game. The ball is in his glove and an adult man takes it out of his hands. What do you do in that scenario? You're not going to fight this man for the baseball. You're a little bit disappointed by it. I don't know if any of you know this man. His name is Mark Kirsch. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Mark, and then it's K-I-R-S-C-H. You, my friend, are a loser. You're a loser. I don't know you. I've never met you before. All I can do is go by your actions. And you are a loser. There's no other way to put it. And if you know him, I want you to make sure that he gets this message. And you can give my personal phone number. I'll tell him he's a loser. This is the definition of cornball behavior. The little kid then tried everything that he could do. Listen to this. This is how you know this Mark Kirsch guy is a loser. Listen to this. So the boy caught the Juan Soto ball, right? He caught the ball. The grown man takes the ball out of his glove. The grown man then tries to give the teenager a jersey from Sam. Is it Gaviglio? Who is this man?
I don't know. I mean, I saw the name.
You know who Sam Gaviglio is? Who is he?
I think he was a journeyman on the Royals for a while. I mean, this isn't like a guy.
So Kirsch, after stealing the Juan Soto ball, then tries to give the teenager a Sam Gaviglio jersey in exchange for the ball that he just took and the kid didn't take it. I'd have spit in that man's face. I'd have fought that man. Legitimately have fought him out there in the fountains. Sick behavior. I don't know if y'all know this man. I don't know him. I want him to know that he is a loser. And I mean that from the absolute bottom of my heart. That Carrington Harrison strongly dislikes you with every fiber of your being. And I will use my platform here to let everybody know that I feel that way about you for how you treated this 17-year-old and how you continue to act about it a year later over a meaningless home run ball in a Royals baseball game. I don't care who hit it. It's a Royals baseball game. The ball can't be that important. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to talking about DeAndre Hopkins, who got released today by the Arizona Cardinals. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison and friend of the show, Andy Reid.
I can't believe you're waiting that long for that question.
Brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this. Weekdays 2 to 6 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Mitchell Schwartz, and you are listening to my friend C-Dot.
My former friend, my former pal, Mitchell Schwartz joins us in studio. Mitch, you knew how important banging the drum was to me.
On the drum.
The top story of the day, DeAndre Hopkins. Cut. He's available.
DeAndre Hopkins' era in Arizona is now officially over. The Cardinals have just announced they are releasing the all-pro receiver. Hopkins had been the subject of trade rumors since the end of last season, mainly due to his $30 million salary cap hit in 2023, which is the highest among NFL receivers. He also had a $19 million salary this season. While trade talks did heat up right before the NFL draft, no deal was ultimately reached. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports Hopkins had been hoping for a release so he could become a free agent. Hopkins had 1,400 yards receiving in his first year as a Cardinal in 2020 after being acquired via trade from Houston. But injuries limited him to 10 games in 2021, and he missed the first six games of 2022 due to a league suspension.
DeAndre Hopkins is now currently available, and you'll be able to go get him now. You don't have to trade anything for DeAndre Hopkins. Just go negotiate a contract. Rob, if I'm correct, because of his vested in the league, he doesn't go through waivers either. So you can just outright, we're not talking about a waiver claim with DeAndre Hopkins. He's been in the league for far too long. You can just go out and you can make a move for DeAndre Hopkins. I would guess, this is what I'll guess, Rob. I don't think I'm going out on some limb here, but we might as well. We're having the conversation. In the next 48 hours, we'll see a tweet from Rappaport or Schefter that let us know who the finalists are. We'll know. Hey, these are the teams. Everybody has reached out to DeAndre Hopkins, and he's not going to say these are the finalists, but trust me, it'll be these four teams have reached out. There's a reason he's letting you know that those four teams have reached out, because those then are the four teams that have the most realistic shot in going to get him. Sure, there can always be a wild card team that pops up out of nowhere, but I'm going to guess probably Saturday or Sunday, when there's just a little bit of downtime and dead time, we get an update 24 hours, 48 hours after available, and then we'll find out who the four or five teams that are most likely for DeAndre Hopkins. Whenever we get this tweet, do you think Kansas City will be one of those teams? Because I do think that they'll be a finalist.
A finalist, yes. I think Albert Breer, albeit not the Schefter Rapport level, has already begun to lay the groundwork on the Chiefs being a finalist. I've seen Jeff Darlington tweet out the Chiefs make a lot of sense. Field Yates posted a video from his vacation saying, hey, here are some possible destinations. The Chiefs are a team that has a lot of buzz, a lot of rumors, and are connected in a lot of ways to DeAndre Hopkins. So when it comes to a finalist, I would imagine you see the Chiefs name in the grouping of five. I also imagine just because we get a tweet saying, hey, this is a finalist, doesn't mean that a dark horse team can't swoop in and get him. But I would imagine by our next show, we'll have a tweet saying, here are the finalists, and we'll be discussing if Kansas City is a finalist.
Yeah, I think that Kansas City is very, very interested. Like, this is a player, to me, Patrick Mahomes is the one that goes and makes the phone call. Hey, big dog, I heard you talk about me on the podcast. You know I heard it. Like, Mahomes is really aware of those things. Hey, what's your interest in coming here? Like, this... he's a player that I think you have your quarterback makes the phone call, that you try to recruit a little bit, because you know the competition is going to be stiff to go out there and get him. Now that there's no trade value attached to him and the contract has been ripped up, you can create your own contract. If you're a contending team, there's no reason for you not to be interested in DeAndre Hopkins. If you're a Kansas City, if you're a Buffalo, if you're a Philadelphia, if you're a Dallas, if you're a team that you think fits the stable management, great quarterback, great defense, and you got a little bit of cap space or wiggle room or imagination to make this happen, there's no reason why you wouldn't put your hat in the ring to try to go get DeAndre Hopkins, especially if he's looking for a 1 or a 2 year deal. That's what I think ultimately we're going to see. I think D-Hop signs for a 3-year deal that's really masqueraded as a 2-year deal. Basically, a little bit bigger version than what we saw MVS sign for. MVS signed for 3 years, $30 million, and 16 of it is guaranteed. I think we see some form of that, just the numbers are going to be much bigger because DeAndre Hopkins is a better wide receiver than MVS.
I think Mahomes does make a call and reached out to DeAndre Hopkins. Hey, man, you know, I heard you say my name, et cetera, et cetera. But Mahomes, as a recruiter, doesn't really have a great track record, right? I mean, we know he was all about Trent Williams. When the report, they're both Texas guys, he was talking to him, Trent, come on, man, I want to be my left tackle. That didn't work. We have cut after cut from during the season where it was like, oh, man, I love Orlando Brown Jr. They walked on Orlando Brown Jr. We know that he was interested in OBJ. At least he was liking tweets about OBJ, and nothing happened. I mean, is Patrick Mahomes the recruiter, the right guy to be the lead here? Because he's not recruiting at a high level. Let me rephrase that. He's recruiting. He's not landing at a high level.
Yeah, but ultimately, though, I think the days of – now, I think it depends on where you are. Like, I think Hopkins is probably at a high enough level that I don't know if the recruitment things works. Like, we're not talking about – remember whenever Peyton Manning got DeMarcus Ware to take the deal? DeMarcus Ware had one more year left in the league. Hey, sign this $6 million deal. Maybe you could get 10. Come play with us, take $6 million, and I will do everything in my power. That's not really where I think DeAndre Hopkins is. Like, sometimes I think we do this, well, are you playing for a ring? If you're a D-Hop, you still feel like you got 3 more years left in the league. I don't think you're interested in signing one-year deal, and then next year I'll go get my bag. I think you're looking for a team that is willing to give you a multiple-year contract. I think Odell Beckham would have got a multiple-year contract if it wasn't for the injuries. I think he would have got a multiple-year deal. Let me ask you this. Do you think that DeAndre Hopkins signs a better contract than what Juju Smith-Schuster got?
Yes. Maybe not years, but pure money, like APY, yes. I think his incentives, his APY, all be, he will get more money than Juju Smith-Schuster. He might not get, but Juju got what, the 2 years?
So Juju got a 3-year, $25.5 million, $16 million guaranteed. So basically got a 2-year deal worth $16 million, which is similar to what MVS just got, a little less average per value by year, but the guaranteed money in the deal is the same, which is basically it. If I'm DeAndre Hopkins, I'm not taking less than $16 million guaranteed. That's what the market tells me that I'm worth. That's what the market tells me I'm worth. Maybe I'll take $14 million. Like, let's say Carolina offers 16 and Buffalo offers 14. Maybe he's taking 14. I don't think it's going from 16 to $9 million guaranteed. I think you're looking to get paid. I think you're looking to take care of yourself. You should be looking. This is your last chance to make a substantial amount of money playing football.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, that's what I wanted to clarify. Money-wise, I would say he looks at Juju as the baseline. I actually think I agree with you. I think he looks at OBJ as the baseline, but I would imagine the absolute lowest he's signing for is $15 million into a 1-year deal. And he goes out and he tries to absolutely ball out in 2023, hoping to get a better version of the contract OBJ just got, because now he can prove he's healthy and all those things. So I think $15 million is the absolute minimum he's taking, which, by the way, is a hurdle for the Chiefs. I know you can always funny money Tooney, you can funny money Mahomes, you can extend Jones, but the way it currently sits on May 26th, the Chiefs have $1 million in cap room. $1 million. If you're going to give him a 1-year deal or even a funnied up second year option at $16 million, the Chiefs have to do some major cap clearing moves, which
is
why I don't
know if they really have to do major moves. Just the fact that you can always do some stuff with Mahomes' deal, it's not like you're cutting Patrick Mahomes. I think that's always their break in case of emergency. I mean, we'll see how badly the Chiefs really want DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think they really want him badly. We'll find out from Nate Taylor, who's going to join the show here coming up in less than 10 minutes, on how much they really want him. They always have the break in case of emergency with Patrick Mahomes' deal. They can create cap space whenever they want like that. Whenever they want. Mahomes' deal, they don't even have to ask for Mahomes' permission to restructure his deal. So whenever they need to go underneath the mattress and find a little bit of money to get something done, they can go get something done. My biggest thing is they haven't done that this offseason at wide receiver, period. Why do we think now they'll be willing to do it? I could be wrong. Maybe we wake up on Thursday and the Chiefs assign DeAndre Hopkins to a deal. That is very much in play. But just how they've played wide receiver so far this offseason, I just find it hard to believe that now they're ready to play in the $13 to $15 million market. That's basically what it was 3 weeks ago. The only thing that's changed now is the draft pick compensation, which obviously is a major deal. But I think more so than anything, the money was the biggest deal that was keeping the Chiefs from finding a deal with DeAndre Hopkins. We'll ask Nate Taylor about this more. Nate Taylor from The Athletic will join us coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get his take on the top story. DeAndre Hopkins was released by Arizona. How realistic is that he could be wearing the Chiefs red this season? Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.